Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon, the podcast that loves you. I'm your host and your groove mistress and your spiritual advisor, Madame Perry, but you can call me Jen, Jennifer, JP, Perry. I just think you're wonderful for helping me keep this show going because you leave reviews on Stitcher and Apple and you follow and subscribe and share with your friends and let me know what you like, and I really appreciate that too. By the way, last night my guest was someone who had been here before, Executive Vice President of Productions of HS Productions, and also he's got a new film coming out, and we talked about it last night, and I've been playing or posting the trailer for the film, The Real Exorcist. I believe I've put it on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and I'll also be sharing it on Instagram too if it'll load up. It's only about a minute and a half trailer, but I think it'll fit on there pretty well. Anyway, as you know, if you're ever trying to find information on a show that I've had or guest actually or something, maybe they've got something giving you a discount or something special or a film coming out or a book coming out or a tour, whatever it is, you know, you can always go to my Madame Perry Salon page on Facebook or on Twitter, Instagram, or just on Jennifer Perry on LinkedIn, and I will always make sure that all the right links are there as far as website addresses and social media. So if there's a discount to be found, a book or a record to be won, whatever, I'm going to make sure that you know about it, or if you just want the information on something. And if you don't see it, let me know, because I had a situation today where I think I posted something and then I deleted it. Shouldn't have done that. Won't go into it, but it's just one of those social media things. So go ahead and share that with me if you can't find something, and I'll make sure I get it fixed right away. So, yeah, that was great having Yoichi Utebi from Happy Science back there last night. I look forward to the film, The Real Exorcist. Also, a lot more things coming up soon. And if you've got something, oh, by the way, one of the things I like seeing is when people want to show how clever they are with their mask, whether they make the mask themselves or whether you've bought something pretty groovy somewhere, a mask that just expresses your personality or different affiliations or affinities to maybe a sports team, type of music, an artist, whatever, just something you like, a certain kind of pet or activity, hobby, whatever it is, send the pictures to me. Send it to me on Facebook and let me know if it's okay to post them on Facebook on Madame Perry Salon page or if it's okay to post them on Twitter, because I'll be happy to do that. And I'll enjoy doing that too. So, yeah, that'll be good. Or Twitter, Instagram, you just tell me where it's okay. You know, when I take my dog through Starbucks and he gets a puppuccino and I make a picture, the Starbucks, one of the ones we go to regularly, has their own Instagram page called Pets of the Star. And they post, and also the customers post, pictures of the dogs that come through to get the puppuccino. So anyway, that'll be cool. Now, also, people have asked me about my book. It's called Sell Your Books Today. Sell Your Books Today. If you are trying to promote your book and you're upset nobody's buying it, people can't buy it until they know about it. You got to learn how to be your own promoter, and I can teach you some professional tips. Hey, that's what I do. Also, I've got some books that are just, one is a budget book, one is a password book. You know, they call them no contents. One is, I've got a couple of journal books that I can show you. But you know what? If you buy my book, Sell Your Books Today, if you get it, you can get it on, it's an ebook. You can get it from Barnes & Noble and from Smashwords and just wherever you put Google Sell Your Books Today by Jennifer Perry. And I will send you one of my no content books, a journal or password book or a budget book for free. You just let me know. And anyway, back in March, I know people hear me talk about my steampunk adventure in Tucson a lot. I just have such a good time and I love all the people there. And there is something very nice and magical there. There is pretty much everywhere, but there's different types. And when I was in Tucson, I was getting messages from a woman who asked me about helping her promote her book and asking for advice. And she didn't tell me for a long time who she was. But then she hired me, and for not a long term, but for some short term projects that she needed. And she's got her life story. It's her memoir. But her memoir is so, there's so much involved. Let's just put it this way. It's a trilogy. There are three books. It's a trilogy for her memoirs. And her life is like something, it's not just a regular memoir. She's got things that happened with kidnapping and being moved from country to country, famous family members that, you know, as a kid, you don't realize how famous they are. A lot of things going on. And it's quite a story. Her name is Mosianne Petit Jackson. She lives in the Netherlands now, and I won't say where. She owns her own business as a healthcare provider. So she's been very busy with the COVID-19 situation. A lot of patients, a lot of people to take care of. But we finally made time for an interview, for her to schedule an interview to be here on Madame Perry Salon. So I'm going to play one of the promos. You know, a lot of my, you know, I'm so lucky to have listeners from all around the world. So I'm going to go ahead and play one of her promos, and then I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. Well, let me see it. Do I have it quite here on the thing? No, I've got the Spanish one, but which I've played before. You know what? I'm just going to take a minute and I get a glass of water, and then I'm going to bring her in here to interview her. You've probably seen my post. Yes, she is. She's an author, business, an artist, and daughter of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. So in just 1 minute, go get yourself something to drink. Get settled in, because Mosianne Petit Jackson is going to be here in the genie bottle of Madame Perry's Salon, and I'm so excited for you to meet her. It was just my little rainforest. So again, I'm looking forward to introducing you to a woman who I've gotten to know fairly well, even though she's very, very busy with her work over the last, since March, and just so happy to introduce her to you. In March of this year, I was contacted by Mosianne Petit Jackson to let me know that her book, Thriller Betrayal, which is the first book of the trilogy of her memoirs, had been published. It is an extraordinary story of a woman growing up knowing she was the daughter of Michael Jackson and that her mother was possibly related to singer Diana Ross. Confusion and love, fear, and even kidnapping are just parts of this remarkable life. I asked Mosianne to tell my listeners more about her books. Mosianne, congratulations on your book publication. I'm delighted to have you here on Madame Perry Salon. Can we begin with you telling us about some of your memories growing up as the daughter of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson?
my favorite memory of my dad is that 8 months before he died, he stayed in an Amstel Hotel in Amsterdam. And my son, Joshua, he was living with his father. He was 9 years old, and he walked to school. And one day he told me that he met an American guy. He was black. And he was teaching him Dutch, how to speak Dutch. And he was teaching Joshua how to speak English. And later, when my father, Mike Jackson, died, I found out that black man was him. So I found out for 8 months he walked my son to school. He picked him up. He talked. And when I had my weekends with my son, because my son lived with his father, Joshua always tell me, Mom, we need to, you need to teach me English. I have to talk to my black friend. He's from America and something like that. And I was teaching him. And what did he ask? He asked this, he asked that. And later on, I remember that the question that he was asking was my dad question that he used to ask me when I was young. And it's my most beautiful memory, knowing that before my father, Michael Jackson, died, that he spent 8 months with his grandson, Joshua. It's my favorite memory in the world. And it made me happy. Every time when I miss my dad, I think about that, that he did it, that he was so proud being grandpa. And my favorite memories is that it's not so nice, but it's my favorite memory because it really shows that my dad was a real human. When I came back to my life, I'm going to laugh. When I came back to my dad's life, we had a lot of fight. I really tell, his name is the King of Pop, you know. And pop in Netherlands means doll. So when Sony Music asked me to call him security, and he will listen to my conversation with them, and then I said to them, you need to tell my father, Mike Jackson, he's a doll. King of Pop mean in Dutch that he's a doll, and he's a doll. And I really cursed on him, and he could really laugh very hard about it. One of my favorite memories. Another cruel one. One of my favorite memories is when security told me my father had an emotional breakdown, and he was somewhere in Switzerland having therapy, and that he loved cleaning the floors because he couldn't deal with the pain that I suffered. I was so proud with him that he went to that therapy and that he was, all because of me. So I felt happy that my dad was getting his punishment for all my suffering, and that made me love him more. And then Sony Music people told me, don't you need to say you love your dad? Then every time when they said to me that I had to say that, I know that they recorded, to make Michael hear that I loved him. And then I had to repeat it again. And then I had to say, Joe, I have already said 1,000 times, I love my dad. But then they said, you have to say it again, Michelle. And I said, okay, I love my dad. Then I have to say, okay, I love Michael Jackson. And they said, no, you cannot say Michael. Why do you keep saying Michael Jackson? Why don't you say the word? And I said, okay, fine. I love my dad. And then I knew that he was listening or he was going to get the tape. And I was so proud with him. I was so amazing. Proud with him as being the human that he was. He was so good as being a human. He's humanitarian. My favorite childhood memory is when I was in Haiti. My father always had a lot of money with him, and he'd give it to the poor people. And he did it so stylish. Nobody could see he had the money in his hand, but he'd give it. So every poor person he saw, he'd give it. And I love him so much for that. That's my world. He makes my world. He really makes my world. And these are the moments when I'm sad and when I miss him so much. I think about this amazing soul that was bigger than the artist that a lot of people don't know. And this is why I also wrote Traitor Betrayal. It's really my memorial to my dad, my memorial to show people how great a human being he was. And he was bigger than only a star. He was a humanitarian. He was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, great.
Oh, my goodness. Those really are some very special memories of your father, and especially that he got to meet your son, and you didn't even know. Since you had said that it's possible that Diana Ross's sister could be your mother, are you still in touch with the Ross family? Do you talk to them? And what about the Jackson family? Were you close to them when you were younger? And do you have a relationship with them now?
No, I am not close to the Ross family, but I feel a lot of love. Diana Ross have always been my my angel, my absolutely phenomenal angel. Even I didn't understand as a child, she was always fighting, screaming, yelling, and making fight, demanding. I didn't understand it, but later when I became older and I understand more the situations, I could realize that she was fighting for my rights. She was fighting for my rights like hell. She was fighting everyone for my happiness. And to me, when I was a child, I find her my scary aunt. And she was my famous aunt. So it was very important that I say to everyone that Diana Ross was my aunt. So I have a famous aunt, and she's Diana Ross. And I did not know what I mean. I do remember looking at her performing. I do remember that. And I do remember her being glamorous and wow, and in my eyes, she was something that my mother wasn't. My Diana Ross, she really glowing like a star, you know, a smile, or the way she talked very fast. She could talk very fast. And she always looked at me with eyes like a tiger, like, you are mine, something you are. When Diana Ross was with me as a child, I felt like I was hers, like a lion. I was hers. And she also came to Haiti fighting with my dad about me. I didn't understand. She throw stones. I met Rhonda, Tracy, and Chutney in Haiti. And I didn't really like them. They were very clean, very glamorous children, very... my nieces, Tracy Elias Ross and Chutney, were the first children that I ever saw mixed. Their color was more white than mine. I loved the hair. So Rhonda was very shy. I like her more because I had a feeling she looked more like me. And Tracy Elias, she was very hyper, as she is still today, and very spoiled. They were very spoiled, very... they always make me feel very poor. I feel very poor being next to them. I mean, Diana Ross was a glamorous mom. They always had beautiful dresses, beautiful clothes. And there I was sitting in Haiti or wherever I was, and they were around, and I was simple dressed, simple. Everything was simple. I was quite jealous, okay? I was jealous. And my uncles, Ross family, I always felt love by them. I always felt love. But they failed me. They didn't fight for me. And because of that, I have no desire to have any contact. My brothers, my sisters, I have no desire to be... I want to die without being a part of them, you know. of their life. I feel happy with my goodbye. Diana Rush, she will always be in my heart. I know when I grow up, she was my repeat mother. If anything happened to me, that she would get me. Yeah. My grandparents, I have memories of my grandpa Fred. He was a very nice guy. Very nice guy. He was, to me, he was like some angel. My grandmother, Ernestina, I have only one very strong memory of her. Very strong one. And that is that she always looked at me. And she always said, you are different. You are different than my other grandchildren. And she made me feel very uncomfortable as a child. Even I love her very much. But for me, she was the strongest woman, together with Katherine Jackson, I have to tell you. Katherine Jackson is an amazing, strong woman. Even I don't like her, she's very strong. But my grandmother, Ernestina, she... I always said I had two grandmothers. One was an angel, was my grandmother Ernestina was an angel. My grandmother Catherine was the devil. So when I made my business, healthcare company, Thuiszorg Ernestina, I gave the name of my angel grandmother Ernestina.
Oh my, I'm trying to imagine what it would be like to see Aunt Diana Ross perform, to see it through the eyes of a child. It must have been quite magical. So your father, as you know, has fans around the world. What do you think we will learn about him from your books, Moshian, that we did not already know?
My book, Trinity Betrayal, is a memorial to my dad, Michael Jackson. And what Michael Jackson fans all around the world will learn about him, they will find a part of him that they never saw. And when they see it, they can imagine it's him, even he have never showed that. And they will appreciate him. And they will listen to his music differently. They will have more joy. It's like a surprise, like a very big surprise. Because I'm showing Michael Jackson that they don't know. I'm showing them humanitarian Michael Jackson. They don't know. I understand. I show them a very extraordinary, smart man. Show them the warrior Michael Jackson. I am teaching them how educated my father was. He was very, very smart. He was so, so smart that it's just despicable. And so intelligent. And that he, in every bad situation he was getting to, that he could find a positivity to resolve the matter or make it better. And that he is a bigger human being than he was as a star. By giving Michael Jackson fans to love him more, more and more and more. Writing Trinity Betrayal is like... I am surrendering my life, my most precious moments with my dad. To me, Michael Jackson fans can only understand me if they know the whole story. They can understand that Michael Jackson is my dad. And I can understand always, they cannot understand that Michael Jackson is my father. I've been telling myself a thousand times, you know what, maybe DNA will prove that Michael Jackson is not my dad, but that Jermaine Jackson is my father. That's my worst scenario. Because I really don't like Jermaine Jackson. I really don't like any of them. I think the best scenario would be if I am Jackie Jackson's daughter. But anyway, it still doesn't change anything because the only person that I know as my dad is Michael Jackson. He have been in my life. So sometimes I say to myself, okay, what if my father lied to me? Because one thing that Michael Jackson is going to find out is that Michael Jackson, my dad, was an extraordinary good liar. He could lie. My God, a man could lie so good. He could deceive me. He could really, really deceive me. He could really confuse me. And I know that he did it because he wanted me to be safe. He wanted me to be safe. So when my father died, I had a lot of grief about what's true, what's not true. Are you making me a fool of this world, and what? And I had a lot of pain going through that. But then I realized that no matter what I think, I only have one father. And my father is Michael Jackson, him. And just like Prince, parents, and Biggie, he always told them, I'm your father. And they need to believe, they need to accept that he's their father. So, to me, he's my father. I have no other father. I have no other father than Michael Jackson. He's my father. So, writing Trailer Betrayal, fans going to find out a new Michael Jackson that I cannot explain in words. But I thought it was worth it to share it with them. And writing my autobiography, Trailer Betrayal and Trailer The Dark Side of the Land, was very heartbreaking process. I have been heartbroken in a process. I did not know that a human could cry so much and still have enough tears to cry. And this is what happened to me. And I know Michael Jackson fans, they are going to be blown away from my story, but they will still feel that they know Michael Jackson, that they know this is no fantasy, this is real. They can go and touch him. This book will make them really touch him in a way that they never expect it could touch them.
Mosien, I am sure that is absolutely true, that your book about your father, Michael Jackson, will touch his fans in a way that they never expected. So tell me, how is your life today?
My life right now, you are saying a lot. My life right now in COVID-19, 2020, epidemic. I'm working as a healthcare giver. I've been doing that for 27 years. I have my own healthcare company. I'm trying to find time to finish my last book, True Resistance, where I'm going to write about my life without Michael Jackson. My life without no one protecting me, my dad. Till the day he died, and even after he died, he made sure to protect me. Trailer Resistance, I was alone. I was alone a lot. I had to stand up for myself, and I went through political brutality, almost killed me. So I'm trying to find closure. My time right now, COVID-19, a lot of people dying in the world, it affect me. It affect me that it remind me of my kidnapping. It remind me that life is short. I am not happy right now. I almost cry every day because I feel sorry for the world that we are going through this time. Very emotional about everything, every country, every place, every people, every religion. I'm very emotional. I feel like this is a big punishment. And I'm doing my healthcare work. I'm being attacked always. So I am really living through a resistance right now. So I really have to... I'm going through hell. But in the meantime, I'm doing everything I can to keep my positivity and not to give up. I don't want the world to give up. I want us to be strong. I want us to survive this COVID-19. And I want us to build something beautiful. And I want us to make better law. So how am I doing right now? Pray. I'm only praying for the world. And if I have to be egoistic, I'm really hoping people gonna read my book, send some love to the soul of my dad, Michael Jackson. So I'm working very hard because I know that it's hard for people to believe that Michael Jackson is my father. There are a lot of people around me who keep punishing me for saying that Michael Jackson is my father. So for the last 11 years, I've been through hell. I've been every day is hell. But just trying to survive. So I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all. But I'm just trying to survive, and I hope better times will come. And what I do is, every day, I'm praying for the world. This is my life in this moment. Bye-bye.
Actually, Moshien, that is excellent advice for all of us to follow your lead, just to pray and then work hard, work to make the world a better place for all of us. I want to thank you so much for being my guest here on Madame Perry Salon. And to all my listeners, you can learn more about Moshien Petit Jackson on her website, MoshienPetitJackson.com. And I will be sharing the website, Earl, on all of my social media. So if you can't write it down at the moment, don't worry. You can always find it on Madame Perry Salon's social media. And at her website, you can also order her books. They will come in several languages. And as I said earlier, it's a trilogy. The first two books are out, Thriller Betrayal, Thriller Dark Side of the Netherlands, and the third book, as she was describing it to us, Thriller Resistance, will be out very soon, we hope. Also, while you're there on the website, you can read her blog, see photos that even the most devoted Jackson fans have not seen, and listen to her own musical compositions. And again, I'll be sharing the website, Earl, on all of my social media. Moshien Petit Jackson, I wish you success with your books. I also wish you healing, health, peace, and very much love. Thank you so much.
I want to thank you, Jennifer, for giving me this chance to do this interview with you. You know, we've been talking for 8 months, and suddenly we did this. And I want to thank you so much for your understanding, that you know how hard it was for me to talk to your listeners. And I hope that that your listeners will buy my book to have more understanding for me. It will be wonderful to have more positive vibe about me on Google. I mean, people have been so mean, have been bullying me by media. So for you giving me this chance to talk about what happened to me is amazing. you know, 10 years ago, I wasn't ready to give media interviews because I was heartbroken of the death of my father, Michael Jackson. So doing this with you has really been giving and God blessing, really God blessing, because you're amazing, strong, independent woman, and you are an artist, Jen. So thank you so much. I couldn't ask for more. Bye-bye.
Mother Goose was cutting loose, and needs spinach, she wants straight skinny. Yes, Peter Piper, you know he's a viper. And Simple Simon was bumping and grinding and scatting and running too. See, that's got those stutter skin. Oh, brother, that's grim. All right, jump on in, cause everybody's got to swing. Cut a rug.